there. This is the Maria Gonsalves Podcast, a place to talk about mediumship, intuition, tarot, and most importantly, taking the fear out of developing your spiritual gifts. I am your host, Maria Gonsalves, a psychic medium. So if that sounds like your sort of conversation, then hit the subscribe button and join in and listen. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Maria Gonsalves Podcast. And today I have a special guest and a dear friend. Her name is Sarah Harper, who is the author of Her Sacred Scars, a life coach and energy healer. So Sarah, welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Maria, for having me.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself? Because I know you do so many incredible things.
Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. Well, recently I have published my book, Her Sacred Scars, which has been based on my life's journey, some of the traumas that I have experienced throughout my life, and also about her journey to find herself and to go through all these different kinds of healing. I have been basically on this journey my entire life through various traumas, seeking different kinds of healing modalities for myself, and you know how it's really helped me along my path to bring peace into my heart.
Oh, I love that. Also, for our listeners, you've actually been my healer, my energy healer, that I have gone to over the years when I had really challenging things that happened within my own life. And you were so amazing at creating that sacred space of non-judgment. And when I left after having a session with you, I always felt so much lighter, so much more empowered to face whatever it was that I was going through within my life. Because as many of you guys know, like, you know, when you're going through challenging stuff, you can get in your head and you're just like, you need that grounding. So Sarah was my healer that would help ground me over the years. So I'm so grateful for all those incredible sessions that I had with you over all of the years. And then this cool thing that would happen when I was getting ready for a session for you, I could already feel the energy healing before I was working with you. So I thought, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, oftentimes, actually, that was my personal experience as well. I find that once we prepare ourselves to receive healing, you know, some old stuff can kind of kick up within ourselves, some traumas, anxieties, these fears. And that's a great time to bring that awareness within ourselves to tune into what is coming up. What am I scared of? Right. And that's the kind of stuff that I would work through with my clients and just unravel those pieces and those traumas. And to also, you know, a lot of these traumas put us into survival, right? So we have this survival mechanism that a lot of us live in fight and flight constantly. And this can become just a known thing for our body. It's so familiar that we don't even know that we're in it. And so a lot of the healings that I have done is to disengage that flight and fight response so that we can go back into the parasympathetic response within our bodies to bring that energy of calm, to operate from that space as opposed to, you know, the overwhelm, the trauma, whatever was created with that experience.
That is so true. And I always found our sessions powerful because at times I wouldn't even realize I was in fight or flight mode until you're like, you are in fight or flight mode. And having that awareness would calm me immediately down. It's like, oh, I am? Because you don't realize what you don't know, right?
Right. Well, we can get so stuck in that energy, right? Unless we have somebody who can guide us through it, or we become aware within in ourselves that, hey, wait a minute, I've been operating from this space of energy, right? And it could be anything from, you know, feeling abandoned, from feeling unwanted. And then we can create these patterns in our lives where we then begin to have those similar experiences because we're living from, I don't feel good enough. I don't feel loved. I've been abandoned. I have to run for safety for my life. You know, one of my experiences that I share in this book is also about a childhood experience about that I literally had to learn how to run and escape from my mother. And that became a pattern in my life. And that's ultimately what led to some of my healing. And knowing that my initial response to everything in life during my earlier years was to run and hide. So these patterns can become so ingrained within ourselves, we don't even know it.
Oh, that's so true. I know for myself, growing up, at times how I dealt with stuff, I would just shut down. I would just shut down. And if I'm shut down, you don't see me, you can't hear me. And I feel safe if I'm shut down. So I've learned to get out of the shut down mode when life feels so overwhelming.
Yeah, and sometimes maybe we didn't have a voice that we could have used as a child, right? So that becomes behavior. It's like, oh, I can't speak up, so I have to shut down, or I have to retreat, you know? So we all go through different experiences that creates, again, these outcomes in our lives, right?
I find it so fascinating when you start to break it down and when you work with your clients and as they share their stories and how much deeper you can go within those sessions. And me also being a client, also having that awareness of, wow, I didn't even realize that is so empowering at the end.
Yes, it really is, and that's the thing, and that's ultimately what it is that we take back our power that we've given away to these experiences, to these people, to these traumas.
Yeah. I do want to talk about your book, Her Sacred Scars, because I know there's a powerful part within your book about your own healing and things you went through. So if you could share with the listeners about that stuff that's in your book.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot in the book, first of all, but there's a lot of, you know, spiciness, but there's also a lot of trauma that people don't really know about me. And, you know, it's kind of a reveal all through the characters that I created in this book. It literally just came through me, kind of like when I'm with my clients. I just channeled this book and I literally wrote it within a couple of months, published it within a couple of months, because I could not stop until it was done. And this particular experience that I share in the book about me being assaulted, I did not intend to write about it. You know, it wasn't even a thought of mine until I just started allowing it to come through me. And because my intention was that I wanted to have an impact on others and to help others through my writing. However, that came through, and I just trusted the process. Since I wrote it, there has been so many women that have reached out to me thanking me for sharing, you know, very detailed experience about this assault and for helping give their traumas, their assaults that they've experienced, that they kept secret, that they didn't communicate, that they shut down with. We gave it a voice. And it's so important that we give our traumas a voice. And we're often taught not to, right? And this is something that I have learned through these experiences, these very traumatic experiences that I have had. You know, I didn't always have those support systems in place. And so, you know, I had gone to counseling and I'd gone to all these various different kinds of therapies, but I was always seeking for something deeper. And it was actually after my assault, it was very shut down. I didn't tell anybody about it. It never existed in my mind. I just completely disconnected. And in that, I realized I disconnected from myself. But once I started my own healing journey in my mid-20s, you know, I always felt very spiritual, but I didn't feel like there was always a sense of belonging. Until I went to my first Reiki class. And that was where I was like, oh my gosh, there's other people like me. And that really opened up all of those healing qualities and abilities within myself. And I was so excited to give that back to others because I did do body work. I was a massage therapist. But when I worked on people, I would receive information about their traumas. So, the more I did my own healing work, the more I was able to give back and help others. And yeah, so I'm so grateful that with this book now, I'm able to reach so many more people through healing and through our self-discoveries as well through this process.
That is so true, because as you're saying that, I'm thinking about my own self, because I feel like as we go through life, I know, like, even within my own readings in the beginning, there were lighter and fluffier, because those were my life experiences. And as I went through more challenging things, the readings got deeper, the healing got deeper. And I feel like for us to be of service to others on a deeper level, it's almost like we went through more dark stuff to shine our light brighter, right? Like,
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's also from healing the dark stuff that we've been through,
yes.
right? I think that's the key component, right? And in order to be able to then give back to others and do this incredible work, and especially the work that you're doing, helping so many others find peace within themselves through, your mediumship ability, through, the tarot book, and teaching others that they have these incredible powers within them as well, right? So, through all the tragedies, let's say, that I have experienced in my own life, I'm so grateful for them because it helps me feel a sense of connection with others and a sense of belonging because I've allowed myself to be so open and vulnerable about these experiences, right? And it's amazing how many people just, keep quiet about it, don't talk about it, don't heal it. And
Because
now
it's
I,
scary. No one
it
wants
is
to feel. It's the feeling, right?
absolutely, yeah. Well, we've been taught not to feel, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the times. And now I feel like things are shifting so much that there is no escaping it. The truth is really coming out. We have to face our own realities. We have to face our own truths and the own truth of who we are, not what we experienced.
Yeah, and I think too, it's important, like, as our listeners are listening to this story and joining us here today, to know they're not alone. You know, there are groups out there. Find your people that have also gone through the experiences, like Sarah sharing that story, that assault within her book, and people reading that and then contacting you, because you had mentioned people start to contact you. And they no longer feel alone, because that's so important to know you're not the only one and that your voice also matters.
And that, yeah, just like that sense of belonging and connection, there's just some kind of sense of safety that comes with it, because in these moments you didn't feel safe.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh my gosh, somebody understands what I went through. And I know we have known each other for years, but I know that you didn't really realize the extent of that experience until you read it.
Yeah.
And, it is a profound experience as a reader, and I was advised, from some people closer to me when I was writing this book, like, oh my gosh, like I shared with, oh wow, I wrote about this, assault. And it was like, oh, but you're going to trigger people. And I said, well, good then. Because then that means that they're going to go on their own journey for healing. That's my intention with this. It's not to trigger people just to create these wounds, but it's also to help those wounds that they've buried so deeply within them to surface so that they can become free now in their journey
Yeah.
and take back their power.
I think, like, for me, when I read the book, I think if you read that, you were meant to read it in the sense of you're not alone. It's like you're not alone. It and nothing's wrong with you, and it's okay to get help, and it's not your fault.
Well, and when I did start the healing around this years ago, I was actually married. I'm now divorced. But during my marriage, it brought up so much physical trauma where, my husband at the time would want to maybe try to hug me, and I would literally, my body would freeze. And I would just go into such a panic because all of those woundings were now surfacing. So I had to really, communicate with him what was happening. I'm grateful that I understood so much what was happening in my body, because once we do get triggered, it can recreate in our lives a little bit. And so that's why it's so important that when these kinds of experience happen, that, those that are listening, you seek help for that. You seek that support. You seek those that you are guided to, that are going to help you through it and through those hard times and through the healing. And I remember freezing and communicating that with him. And it took me some time just to kind of, go through the process of it all.
Yeah.
And he had a hard time understanding why, and he had some anger around the issue because it was like, well, why do I now have to suffer because you went through this experience?
Yeah.
And it was very interesting. So then there were so many other things that came into play around that healing experience for me.
I think like the takeaway, like as I'm listening to you, is to have the courage to share your story with, even if it's just one person, so you're not alone. Because a lot of times what I've noticed is I will meet people and I'm like, oh wow, like they have it all put together and stuff. And then as you get to know people, you'll be like, oh wow, I didn't know they went through that stuff, or I didn't realize that was whatever that is, whatever challenges they have, because we all have different things that happen to us within our lives. And it's like, wow, look how resilient they are now and being of service to others and being out there and helping them. So one of my favorite things that I love, and Sarah knows this, when I'm like, oh, did you hear about this person? And then I'm like, what's their story? I want to know the real story. What's not the fluffy stuff all over here, which is fantastic. But for them to get over here, they have a powerful story behind them. And I love those authentic, heart-centered stories of them being vulnerable and them just like, this is who I am, and this is how I went from here and got over here. So, yeah. So I want to say thank you to Sarah for sharing those stories. And I hope as our listeners are listening that they have the courage to share with just one person, whoever that one person is that you feel safe enough to share. What would you recommend, Sarah?
And first you almost have to kind of admit it to yourself. It
Okay.
depends how long we've buried it. And it's the acceptance of this actually happened to me. Because a lot of the times when we have these traumas, particularly for me, I think it was the assault out of all the things that I've gone through, it was denial that it happened. What will people think? And so you shut down so much. So it's really about first accepting that, you know what? No, I didn't create this experience. It wasn't my fault. And just acknowledging the fact that it happened. And then find that person that you feel safe with to share that experience with. And then also then seek counseling. Whoever you're guided to, if you do energy work, healing, all of that stuff, find that person that you feel you resonate with to then help bring upon that healing so that it helps set you free.
Oh, I love that. I think too, it's important to say, like, as you find that person, and if all of a sudden it doesn't feel right anymore, it's okay to switch people.
Absolutely.
It's okay. It doesn't mean like, hey, I found this counselor, this healer, and I have to stay with them forever,
No.
because sometimes you feel like, well, I have to. And it's like, no, you don't. You go where, you feel safe and you feel supported. And sometimes we can work with people and it's fantastic. And then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that person doesn't feel right. I feel like, and each person teaches us a lesson within our healing too.
Absolutely. And the key thing is trust it. Trust why you're feeling that way. Trust that, you might be guided to a certain counselor or therapist or whoever, right?
Yeah.
Initially. And then after a while, maybe it shifts, right? Because you're shifting, because that
That's
person's
right.
healing, right? And
Yeah.
so then maybe that path with that person is complete. They've served their purpose and then on to the next person to go deeper, right? And that's what I found with my own healing. It was like, okay, I went to this one person. I did, I learned Reiki. I taught Reiki. I did all these things. I need something deeper, right? And that's when I started getting into more of like the body and the cellular memory and what our energy holds and all of that stuff, right? So just like our own healing journey, there'll be people that come into our lives at different times for whatever we're ready for.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. And I love that we get to end it on that note. So I want to say thank you so much, Sarah, for showing up today, being vulnerable and sharing your story. And, I hope it, if you're listening to this, if it helps one person, then we did our job today for sure.
Yes.
If you would like to reach out to Sarah, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so thank you, Maria, again, and everybody who's listening. Thank you for, your love and support. And I send you all love and support. And yes, you are not alone in this journey. You can reach out to Maria. You can reach out to myself on my socials, on Instagram or Facebook. I am Sarah Harper, and or on TikTok as well. And then you can follow all of my links there to whatever services, if that's where you're guided to.
Okay, then. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
Have
you.
an amazing day. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. You can go over to my website, mariagonsalvishmedium.com, for all their contact details in the podcast section of my website. And don't forget to go over to my Instagram at mariagonsalvishmedium and let me know what you thought of today's episode. Would love to hear from you. Or join my free Facebook group. Link is on my website. And join the conversation. Again, thank you so much for listening.